At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moose-Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday, February the 16th. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's introduce Mr. Richard Hunter, the head of equities, Hargreaves Lansdowne. Richard is going to co-host, so he'll be here for the whole hour. Very good morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Nick.
You're very happy. Your team are in the off to Wembley, and mine aren't.
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but...
I thought I'd front-run you, dare I say it.
Yeah, I watched the first half of your game, and I thought, nicely taken goal. You might have had a chance there, but yeah. Missed the second half, probably just as well.
They're just a bit too good for us. But I think that's a football song, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, it's always
fun. Let's just do a couple of snippets on viewers have written a couple of documents over the weekend. Somebody wrote on Friday, this man got it right again on Friday. How does he know? How? I'm more than intrigued. There is something more to this almost paranormal. I've been blown away. Keep watching the show. We'll have more of him coming up. I'll let you know when. The most amazing man. But how does he decide if he does not look at charts? He must be naturally gifted. Wish I could bottle what he has. Please let me know when he's next on. I'm hooked and fascinated and in awe. Thank you, Tip TV. Now, on the homepage, you have the ability, OK, to sign up for the schedule. I won't sell your data to any banks or anything. OK, you can purely sign up and you get the daily list of who's coming on. Then if you've got your favourites, OK, you know that they're going to be on that day. And finally, hi, Nick and team. I don't know who Nick is, but I guess they're referring to the Moose. Firstly, I enjoy your show. However, since Christmas, I noticed Zach is no longer in the show. Why is this? Basically, they're saying that the relationship with me and Zach, we found the show more fun. OK, we miss Zach. His parents, i.e. the people who pay him, OK, have asked him. He's got to do a special project into the Money Show. I'm hoping we're going to have him back in some capacity sooner rather than later. So watch this space. Right, let's get down to serious stuff. Let's pull up our first slide. The broker forecast. We've got AB Foods, Barrett Developments, HSBC. We're lucky enough that Richard's picked these securities. What are you thinking this morning, Richard?
Well, AB Foods, of course, is broken basically into two. On the one hand, very positively, you've got Primark. On the other hand, less positively, you've got the sugar business, basically, and EU sugar pricing has had a detrimental impact on that part of the business. However, Primark continues to go from strength to strength. Sales grew 15% the last time they updated the market just a few weeks ago. There are ongoing, there is ongoing speculation that at some part, Primark, i.e. the highly successful part of the business could be spun out on its own.
Okay.
And they've also tried recently, they're dipping their toe in the water in terms of a US presence as well. Now, admittedly, there have been bigger names than Primark that have failed in the States, but nonetheless, it's been very much a growth story. And even though at first glance, when you see AB Foods, you don't necessarily think of Primark, that's the strong driver.
That's the benchmark.
Absolutely.
Understood. And Barrett Developments, Deutsche Bank on a buy rating?
Yeah, which has been reiterated. Barrett Devs and also the likes of Persimmon, what they did was during the financial crisis, they picked up a lot of land.
Okay.
Pretty much knocked down prices at that moment in time. I think we've seen over the weekend as well that whilst London prices might be plateauing just a touch, in terms of the rest of the country, they're continuing to grow. And of course, Barrett's is building on this land. It's also said that it's over the next few years it's going to be returning nearly £900 million to shareholders in the form of ordinary and special dividends. That puts it on a prospective yield of nearly 5%,
right,
which obviously has its own attraction in the current interest rate environment, let alone the growth it's shown so far.
OK, understood. And HSBC Holdings?
Yes, I mean, the obvious reason for that downgrade may well be around the tax evasion allegations we're currently looking at coming out of Switzerland. Obviously, there's been a full-page apology in the weekend press from HSBC themselves. But this is quite apart from the ongoing FX investigations that's going on. Every quarter, it would appear there's another PPI, impairment that has to be put aside, let alone general regulatory scrutiny. But the main reason, I guess, quite apart from what's in the story at the moment, is just to remind people that as of next Monday, and HSBC is the scheduled to be the first one, we move into the bank's full year reporting season.
So, right.
Next week is a very important week company-wise, but for the banks in particular.
Understood. Thank you for that.